I now can sing since I've been redeemed.
I'm on the everlasting rock.
I faith in Christ, my Redeemer King.
I'm on the everlasting rock.
This is the voice of hope.
Then roll, roll, billows roll. I'm on the everlasting rock of ages. Roll, roll, billows roll. I'm on the everlasting rock.
The storms may rage and the billows roll.
I'm on the everlasting rock.
No earthly storm e'er can move my soul.
I'm on the everlasting rock. Then roll, roll, billows roll. I'm on the everlasting rock of ages. Roll, roll, billows roll. I'm on the everlasting rock.
I am secure, for my faith will hold.
I'm on the everlasting rock.
My life he doth with his love enfold.
I'm on the everlasting rock. Then roll, roll, billows roll. I'm on the everlasting rock of ages. Roll, roll, billows roll. I'm on the everlasting rock.
Hello, friend, and welcome to this special 50th anniversary edition of The Voice of Hope. I'm J. Mark Horst, your host, and I'm delighted to have you join me today. On the program last week, we shared a recording of the very first program of The Voice of Hope. That first program was aired on WDAC 94.5 FM in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, on June the 2nd, 1968. Today, Heralds of Hope, which is the producer of The Voice of Hope, airs our gospel programs around the world nearly 400 times each week in 15 major languages. And that, my friend, is a testimony to God's faithfulness. From the very beginning of The Voice of Hope, music has been an important part of the program. And so today, in celebration of God's faithfulness, we present a program of musical selections for your worship, your encouragement, and your blessing. So join the men as they lead us in prayer.
For those whose eyes would see, render them in faith to thee. For all those seeking peace, in thine arms all strife shall cease. And place in me the agony you bear. Nothing can impair the perfect love I bring in a simple offering. And place in me the agony you bear. Nothing can impair the perfect love I bring in a simple offering.
In a simple offering.
Thank you, men. One thing the scriptures command us to do is to praise God for his faithfulness. Now, praise can be spoken, but often when we think of praise, we think of singing. Listen to these words from Ephesians chapter 5 and verses 15 to 21. Pay particular attention to verses 19 and 20. Here is that scripture portion. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Now listen. And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another in the fear of God. Now, there's a lot of truth packed into these few verses, but one conclusion you can't miss is that a person who is filled with the Spirit of God will praise God in song. So here's the Rosedale Chorale to sing Sweet, Sweet Spirit. Yes, praise God for His Holy Spirit. Do you remember what Jesus said to His disciples when He was explaining to them the importance of His going away? In John 16:13, Jesus said, "When He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you into all truth." So if you really want to know the truth, then you must have the presence of the Holy Spirit in your life.
Teach me thy truth, O mighty One, from sin, O make me free. Prepare my life to fill its place in service, Lord, for Thee. Accept my talents, great or small. Choose Thou the path for
to show thy glorious way that leads in hope to thee, till other souls their joy shall find in service, Lord, for thee. Grant me thy grace for every task until thy face I see. Then ever new shall be that joy in service, Lord, for thee.
From its very beginning, the Voice of Hope has been founded on the objective truth of God's Word. The original vision that the Lord gave to Dr. and Mrs. Yoder was to proclaim the truth of God's Word without apology. There were those who were skeptical that it could be done. They said, "You won't be able to preach the whole Bible." When Dr. Yoder asked those skeptics why they thought it wasn't possible, they said, "The listeners won't accept it." I so well remember his reply, which he repeated to me several times during our years together. He said, "I am not responsible for what people do with truth, but I am responsible for how I handle it." We still hold to that truth today.
The church is one foundation, is Jesus Christ her Lord. She is his new creation by water and the Word. From him he came and sought her to be his holy bride. With his own blood he bought her, and for her life he died.
Elect from every nation, yet one for all the earth, a charter of salvation, one Lord, one faith, one birth. One holy name she blesses, partakes one holy food, and to
toil and tribulation and tumult of her war, she waits the consummation of peace forevermore, till with a vision glorious her longing eyes are blessed, and the Church victorious shall be the church at rest. Yet she on earth hath union with God the three in one, and mystic sweet communion with those whose rest is won.
As you may recall, the verses I read from Ephesians chapter 5 about singing are in the context of our Christian experience, our walk with Christ. But our relationship with Christ, while it is personal, was never meant to be lived in isolation. No, it is to be lived in community with the body of Christ, the church. We flesh out our walk with Christ by committing ourselves to a local fellowship of believers. The New Testament knows nothing of Lone Ranger Christians. We were designed for fellowship, first with God and then with each other.
As fellowship, as we share each other's lives. For there's nothing as sweet as fellowship, as we share each other's lives. When we give our hearts to each other, we can feel His love inside.
We keep on loving when we give.
When we give our hearts to each other, we can feel His love inside. For there's nothing as sweet as fellowship, as we share each other's hearts. For there's nothing as sweet as fellowship, as we share each other's hearts. As we share each other's lives. For there's nothing as sweet as fellowship, as we share each other's lives.
We're talking about
sweet fellowship, sweet fellowship, sweet fellowship.
Boom.
My friend, I hope you've experienced sweet fellowship with other believers. I've had the privilege of doing that here in North America and in several other countries of the world. There's something really special about meeting another Christ follower and sharing that common focus in life. And it's a special privilege, too, to introduce people to Jesus. That's been part of the focus of Heralds of Hope ever since the ministry began. And today, because of your prayers and financial support, we can share the good news of the gospel in English and 14 other major languages all across the world. Our radio broadcasts reach into areas of the world that are extremely hostile to the gospel. They reach areas where you and I wouldn't be allowed to go, not even as a tourist, let alone as a missionary. We take the Great Commission seriously, to make disciples of Jesus everywhere.
Rescue the perishing, care for the dying, snatch them in pity from sin and the grave. Weep o'er the erring one, lift up the fallen, tell them of Jesus the mighty true.
Let me share with you the testimony of one who was perishing, but now is rescued. After a 3-year-long relationship, I broke up with my boyfriend. I found out he had cheated on me, and I got very angry. I was feeling very lonely when I found your program. The first time the radio was on and you were talking, but I didn't listen because I was so sad. I felt there was no hope for me. After a few weeks, even though I was not really listening to you, it was like suddenly I had peace. So I started to listen to your programs again, and something in my heart changed. Jesus has given me peace, and I have accepted Him as my Savior and Lord. I'm listening to your programs with joy, and to other programs as well. That letter was from a 27-year-old woman who listens to our Turkish language broadcasts in the Muslim country of Turkey. She testifies of a change deep in her heart.
Great was the change when Jesus came in, down in my heart, deep in my heart. Banished my sorrow and burden of sin, wonderful change in my heart.
My friend, I hope you've been blessed by today's program and its emphasis on godly, melodious music. If you have a comment on what you heard, we'd love to hear from you. There are several ways you can contact me. You can send an email to hope@heraldsofhope.org. Or you can call us toll-free at 866-960-0292. Or you may write to the Voice of Hope, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Now once again, our email address is hope@heraldsofhope.org. Our mailing address, The Voice of Hope, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Or pick up your phone and call us toll-free at 866-960-0292. If you'd like to help support this ministry financially, you can include a gift with your letter, or you can donate securely online at heraldsofhope.org. We're using our 50th anniversary as a time of reevaluating our radio budget. If you want this program to continue airing on this station that you're listening to, then we really must hear from you today. We depend upon your fervent prayers and your generous financial support to enable the Voice of Hope to be on the air until Jesus comes in the air. Now, friend, I invite you to join me next week for another broadcast of the Voice of Hope. Lord willing, we'll have a special program in honor of Father's Day, so I hope you can join me. And until we meet again, ponder this truth.
Troublesome times are here, filling men's hearts with fear. Freedom we all hold dear, now is at stake. Humbling your hearts to God, free from the chastening rod. Seek the way pilgrims trod, Christ is away. Care. Rising up in the sky, bidding this world.